Well, it certainly is fun to be here this morning worshiping with you at the start of Christmas Eve and surrounded by all of these festive nativity scenes or creches, depending on which tradition you use. Obviously, for our skit, creching it was more funny than saying, like, nativitying it or whatever that would have been. But again, so grateful for our students and how they helped remind us about the true meaning of Christmas. And I suppose and guess that many of you have a nativity scene or have had a nativity scene. So just out of curiosity, if you have a nativity scene up in your house, would you mind raising your hand just to see who puts them up still? Oh, yep, see, that's a lot of you. In my office, I keep a nativity scene up all year round, and it's one of those Playmobil sets, and it's the one my son had when he was little, and that's one part I love about nativity scenes is how playable they are, right? And they're meant to be touched and played with and allow us to understand and meet each of the important characters in the Christmas story. And their physical representations help us to take hold of that scripture lesson we just heard, because that had a big, long cast of characters. And you can see that in our nativity scenes. There's a big, long cast of characters. Well, in addition to my Playmobil set, I also have a set that I have at home and put on my fireplace. And it is actually the set that I've had my entire life. It was ever since I was a little child, and my parents gave it to me. And it's kind of old and worn. It's not the nicest looking nativity set, but it's kind of my favorite, right? You know, because it's been mine. Every single Christmas that I have Christmased, it has been there with me. And one year, I asked my son to put up the nativity set because he was finally tall enough to kind of reach up onto the mantle. And he put it up, and this is what happened. Let's take a look. All the pieces are there, but it was kind of squished in. This is in my fireplace. And do you see, can you see like how close they are? And basically, we're looking at everybody like this, right? So I said to my son, so tell me a little bit about your choices here, you know, what's going on? Because I was a little curious. And he said, well, they're all looking at Jesus. And he kind of gave me one of those looks like, come on, don't you get it? They're all looking at Jesus. And of course, it was at that very moment where I realized how right he was. And that was an important lesson for me, especially that Christmas. And so the nativity scene stayed where we basically just looked at everyone's backside so that we would be reminded, even though there were all these wonderful characters, and each of them are important in our story, we have to make sure that we take time to look at Jesus, especially at Christmas. And I think that's also a big part of where our skit went, right? A lot of times we have a lot of fun, and there's nothing wrong with decorating and going all out and being joyful, but we have to make sure that we always remember why we're decorating, why we're getting set up, that we are always looking at Jesus. And this day, as we kind of get ready, especially this morning, as we get ready for hopefully your festive time that's going to be full of joy and love, that you can remember and celebrate and maybe even take a few moments to think about how have you seen Jesus, especially in this Christmas season? Because if you're like me, often in December, there's a lot of wonderful things that are always happening, and there are things that get a chance to keep us busy and help us to celebrate, but it's easy to forget and lose focus on what we're looking at, especially in the Christmas season. So today, I especially want us to think about that one particular part at the end of the Christmas story that we just heard. And it says in Luke chapter 2 that the shepherds, of course, after they hear about this good news from the angel, go to visit the baby Jesus. And it says in verse 17, when they saw this, they reported what had been told about the child. Everyone who heard it was amazed at what the shepherds told them. And Mary committed these things to memory and considered them carefully. The shepherds returned home, glorifying and praising God for all they had seen and heard. Everything happened just as they had been told. And what I'd like us to think about, particularly in this part of the Christmas story, is that when we take time to see Jesus in our midst, we find that our hearts are filled with amazement and joy. And like those characters in the first Christmas story, we naturally have a desire to glorify and praise God for what's happening in our midst. And because I don't have necessarily time to have all of you share every way that you have found Jesus, I want to take a little bit of time this morning to prime the pump. And I'm going to show you a few samples of things that we have done as a congregation just in the past few weeks to help you think about, is there one way that I can see Jesus being born in one of these things that have happened? Or maybe this thing helps you to consider how you have seen Jesus and found him in something that's happening in your life, okay? So let's take a look at some of the ways that Jesus has shown up through the people of Crosswinds and how you can see Jesus through that. The first that I want to lift up is that this year, for the very first time, we've had Wednesday evening kid programming. And so you can see in here that we have children gathering on Wednesday nights, growing and learning in their faith. This is something totally new, and I'm very grateful for Miss Amber and the ways that she has launched this new ministry and had new friends joining us for this ministry opportunity. The second is that I'm excited and proud to say that we have 18 people signed up for a summer mission trip. They all signed up this month. We have 6 adult volunteers leading this trip, people who have a call in their heart, and high school students who want to go and do something that matters, and they are getting ready to share the good news that they have found in their lives and a way to make a difference in the world. The third is that as we continue to use our new kitchen, which did not exist last year at this time, we not only have weekly Wednesday night dinners and Sunday morning fellowship, but we're having new community gatherings. This one is the Lefse party that we just recently had. People who are gathering, creating, and sharing. The next is maybe something that's not totally new, but something that had a new twist in it, which was our choir musical that happened just 2 weeks ago called One Holy Night. And it had over 50 people involved in leading. And I believe the ages range from 13 on. I'm not supposed to say how high the numbers went, but they went pretty high. But 13 on up, and new friends who are participating and found a connection in this ministry area. The next is that we also, that very same day, had a special gift fair. This is a picture of an alternative gift fair that we had that same morning to support the work of something we're going to be doing in 2024 for Feed My Starving Children, called the Feed My Starving Children Mobile Pack. That particular event, which will happen in April, is where we will set up for 2 days, April 19th and 20th, to be a mobile pack site for Feed My Starving Children and pack 100,000 meals for people around the world. And to do that, in order to pack 100,000 meals, we have to raise $30,000. And so we had people participate in all different ways in this gift fair. We had the prayer shawl. We had Stitches of Love. We had people donating from hospitality. Everybody chipped in to make this happen. And between the gift fair and the December offering, I am amazed and proud to report that you have already raised over $20,000 toward the, yeah. You can clap for that one. Yeah. We also have had this winter season, some gatherings, and I don't have photos for this one because it's a little more private, but we have a support group called Grief Share, and we have 3 leaders who commit to 13-week sessions for support group for those who are grieving the loss of a loved one. And I had the honor of joining them for these 2 events, Surviving the Holidays. And for me, it's always just a sacred privilege to be welcomed into people's tender moments in their lives And especially this year, what was a real gift for me is that when, especially for the Monday evening when we gathered, I didn't know more than half the people in the room. Many were new to me that I was meeting for the first time, who were finding us because of our grief share ministry and the commitment of our grief share leaders. And so I'm grateful for that. And because of their commitment, we already have a winter series planned starting in February, and also have, again, new community members already signing up, and encourage and invite you to welcome others to participate in that. I also want to mention my job. I get the joy of seeing a lot of different things, and you're like, I would like to know more about what I'm seeing right here. So I have the honor of being a part of our Wednesday night confirmation classes, and this church has this wonderful tradition of having mentor components. And so in the winter, we have started our mentor series, where we have over 15 mentors who make this commitment to our students and regularly show up and are usually willing to get into whatever goofiness that I have asked of them. This particular evening, we were having a Christmas party, and if I were to show you all the photos, you'd see that a number of students had the opportunity to be dressed up in gift wrapping paper, because why not? So I'm just very grateful, and what a joy to see the commitment not only of those mentors, but of our students who come week in and week out to grow in their faith and to grow in their friendships and be the church here and now. And then, of course, another one that I want to lift up, this is the group that gathered to distribute our holiday gift baskets. We work with the Lions and the Firefighters Association in Maple Grove to help distribute holiday gift baskets. Our church members partner then with the local schools to find out who especially are our neighbors that could use those gift baskets. And just last weekend, they were out and about making sure that our neighbors would have a happy holidays and give of their time. And many of them have been doing this for dozens of years, but some of them it's their first time, and just grateful for that commitment and that presence. And of course, you know, I share some of these photos as an examples of just a couple, but if I were really had time, I'd have a pretty big, extensive photo book of this season of everything that God is encouraging and generating in the life of this congregation. And so I share this with you this Christmas season to celebrate the ways that God is faithful through this community of faith. Also to, you know, invite you, if you're new and this is the kind of stuff that you want to be a part of, we always have room for more friends, and there's always more things that are coming down the pipe that we would be happy to welcome you into and invite you into your own ministry. But I also share them because sometimes it's really easy to get caught up in just the tasks, and we don't always give ourselves the time to reflect and to see how good God is and how God is often bringing new things into life, sometimes when we're not even paying attention. And so this Christmas, as we stop and look at these wonderful photos, I give thanks for the ways that God is showing up. I encourage all of us to keep our eyes on Jesus, especially as we get busy, to remember why and who we are doing this for. And I also encourage you in your life of faith, especially as you go from this place, that you are able to keep those goggles on and keep on the lookout for the ways that Jesus is being born in the world wherever you go. Because that really is the reason we continue to celebrate Christmas. That Christ, yes, Christ was born, and Christ continues to be born in us, around us, and through us. And so with that word of hope and thanksgiving, I say Merry Christmas, everyone.